Hello, all you wonderful listeners out there. As always, the IDS show is sponsored by Tweaked Audio, Tweaked ED Audio. If you log on to the website, use the IDS code, 33% off your items, free shipping, lifetime warranty.
That boy need a little practice.
I do need some practice.
The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is going to be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Welcome to another edition of In Deep Show. I am your man, Fury Styles. Formerly known as your man, Big P. It's a little bit of a backlash on the name change. Spare for a reason. Deal with it, people. I don't say that when y'all change y'all damn Twitter handles every other 30 seconds. Just deal with it. Welcome to another show. As you all know, I do not do this show alone. I got my crew that rocks out with me. I have with me today the doctor.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know how I do it. Ready to go? Ready to go. Let's go. Let's go.
Everyone rise to your feet and all hail the queen.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
And rocking out with IDS today, special guest, the kid.
Yo, what's up, everyone? I'm in the building.
All right. Sir Kid.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
I'm blessed.
All right. Well, we are usually
highly favored.
Is there anyone that you want to say hello to, shout out to, and all that before we get into the show, and you tell us about yourself and all that good shit?
Give a shout out to my two queens, you know, Denise, my beautiful mother, and Jean Farrell, a successful breast cancer surgery, strong survivor.
Yes.
All right. Nice. That's what's up. That's what's up.
You had me nervous when you said two queens. I was like, boy, they're going to scratch your face.
Me up. Too. I was like, where is he going with this?
Okay.
Oh, but he pretty clean and he brought it home. Right. All right. So with that being said, how's everybody's weekend?
It was marvelous. Other than the rain, a lot of family, relaxed.
Nice.
Well, man, you know me, Doc.
I didn't think Doc was going to know what to do, being that he didn't go first.
Right, right.
I just thought he was going to be
was
lost.
It kind of refreshing, actually.
He was like, how did I get here? What happened?
But, Saturday, man, between the job, my wife, and my mother-in-law, man, I was run in. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I got home, I thought I was done for the day. No. It was all good. It was all lovely. Sunday, I just chilled. So I made up for it. But that was pretty much my weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mine felt like a blur. I don't know what I did. I don't know.
You don't even know.
I don't even know, dog. I don't even know. Like, for real. Like, I really don't remember. Mm. Oh, wait a minute. I went to a pancake cook-off yesterday.
And how do we, like, forget that?
Yeah, you're right. How did? Well, I know how I forgot, because I was making drinks for everybody. And And there you are.
There you go.
Taste testing.
One for you.
Quality
one
assurance.
One for me. Right. Two for you.
Seriously, I don't know how it happened.
Two for me.
But it was like, I was making a drink for me. And then it was like, next thing you know, I was making a drink for this person.
Sort of like what you just tried to do to me before the show.
Well, you, I mean, the kid is a guest. So he was like, I'm going to wait for Furious Styles. Okay, I can't call you that. I'm going to wait for B to make
on,
a drink.
You should be the main one calling me.
Nah.
For
I'm going to wait for B.
You know
B.
the whole backdrop to the name.
Okay. But he was like, I'm going to wait for him to make a drink, and then maybe he'll make me one. So I was like, oh, yeah, maybe he'll do that.
And hence slavery started.
Whatever.
I'm going to ask this black gentleman to help me pick this cotton. Oh, he's done such a marvelous job. Maybe if I get
I'm
50
ask,
more.
Right. I believe it wasn't.
Maybe if I get, going, this is I'm how it ask. Started. He's like, I'm going to go ask 50 of his closest friends if
oh,
they come help
us.
Okay. And they was like, hell no. Nah. And he was like, oh, that was real disrespectful.
That's what you were missing, kid.
Doesn't get
the
no
whip. You ain't had a right. You ain't had a whip. You would have done that. You would have had a beverage that you didn't have to make. See, see what you did wrong.
Might have had it bought to me.
I'm just saying.
The ambulance might have came too.
And he would have been. He would have been introduced to Big Bertha and her little sister.
I'd be like, he was a good kid,
right?
Wow.
I only got to meet him
once
but
for about 10
minutes. I thought he was okay.
Right, right.
Gone to win.
Till he raised that whip. I guess I'll drink his drink then.
Hey, well. Anyway.
For me, Sunday, I pretty much. Sat in the corner of my dark room, naked, shivering, and whimpering.
Wow. Solitude.
And a lot of information.
Last week was an incredibly horrible week. That started off with me getting sick Tuesday, me having my bank account compromised and emptied Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
Me getting hit by someone who ran a red light Friday. A reoccurrence of the sickness Saturday.
See what happens when I miss one show?
All your fault.
And
he's about to say
carpet stuck to my bare bottom as I sat in the corner, shivering naked on Sunday.
Well, yes. All right.
That's what I did. I have pictures if you guys would like to see.
I do.
No, I'm good.
All right.
Who took them?
Selfies. Right. Whoo. Were you in the fetal position?
I was. I don't know if I would call it necessarily fetal because I was upright. There's another word that I would call it, but I don't think a lot of our listeners would appreciate it.
Just stick with Indian style.
Well, technically, you can't say that anymore either. It's crisscross applesauce, sir. Yes.
Again, I ask, who took the picture?
Well, I have a fancy-dancy iPhone that if you position it, you hit the timer, and then I got back into my fetal position.
That's a lot of work, but okay. All right, then.
All right.
Let's advance.
All right. Well, before we get started, I want to definitely give a shout out to our new sponsor, Lucid the Essentials. Y'all definitely make sure y'all go and check them out. They got some dope shit.
Yes.
If any of you are friends with us on the show page or on my personal page, you will know I'm now rocking a beard, so I get to get some products from her. She got the shit to make the beard all nice and soft.
And the oils. Good. I'm telling you, I am still soft from like the oil.
Let me feel. She,
go ahead. Well, no, I don't think I have it on today. Hey.
Okay. My bad. I didn't know what you were getting.
I don't have it on today, but. Okay.
Moving on.
All right.
Moving on. Up.
But
I ran out
I still,
of cord space.
I still have some, and it really is. It smells good still.
It smells good?
Yeah.
Oh, the product.
Smell like? Oh.
The product.
Okay. I was distracted.
The product smells good.
Gotcha.
I mean, I've had it for, I would say, probably like at least a couple months. Still good. Use it after the shower. Dope.
Nice. There you go. Lucid
I'm telling you, you should.
Check them out. And the info will be given to you periodically throughout the show. With that being said, should we start the show?
Let's do it.
Yup. A difference. Excuse me. I look from the rooter to the tutor. I got you. I don't have it in my hand. I got it in my mouth. Okay. Every hole, including the mouth, the ass, and the rooter from the tutor, nigga. Okay.
I'm a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I can never get enough of that goddamn sound, but
I'm sure.
Thing. It's a beautiful thing. Big Money Floyd Mayweather. Mm. Yeah, Mayweather. What did I say, Mayweather? He was way out there. the money he spent, though. Yeah, I saw them eyebrows. He gave his 16-year-old daughter a Sweet 16 party in Vegas. Okay, at the Mirage grand and spent over $1 million.
Damn.
Okay.
What's up, my nigga?
Hey, hey, Brian, how are you? Good, good. Glad that you could join us.
Freestyles.
A few, yes, I'm sorry, yeah. Ooh, yeah. All right. Anyway, he had Drake and Future perform at the birthday party. Okay. Now, I wonder how much of that $1 million did he have to give Drake and Future.
Right.
You know? But, you know, I guess sometimes, you know, if you tight, if y'all are tight like
about
that.
$75,000.
Think so? Each?
Something like that. Depending on how many songs they did and how long this happened.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's cool. That's
a little
cool.
Chunk of change, usually. And small bills.
Okay. Small bills.
So I can take that straight to the strip club.
Right, right. That's probably where they were going, too. With Floyd right behind them. Nah, baby, you had your part. You got to stay here. Me, Drake, and in the Future, we going to the strip club. All right, all right. I'm going to skip that one right there. Hey, y'all. One of our favorite comedians, Mike Epps. Graduated. He got his diploma. I said one of our fans. That's not one of your favorite comedians?
Mm-mm. No.
Wow. Okay. Well, one not of my funny. Favorite comedians.
Huh? He's not funny.
Well, I guess my favorite comedian. Well, not my favorite comedian, but one
you
of
said
my favorite
one of,
comedians.
Yeah.
He's all right. He graduated. He got his diploma. Okay. From Indiana's Arsenal Technical High School.
Arsenal Technical.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now,
Arsenal?
Arsenal Technical.
You sure it wasn't like a gun?
You Google that one.
Right. It was it wasn't like a gun. Do? Like, okay. You know what? Shout out to my friend. It tells me I come for you too much. So I'm just going to sit back.
All right. I'll go.
I'm not going to.
You do your thing, baby. You wouldn't be Shawnee without coming for me now. I'll be looking at you if you I fuck up and then you don't say nothing.
As you always do, but.
Now, I'm pretty sure you all heard by now the police officer Edward Nero was found not guilty on all accounts.
Arsenal Technical what?
Hmm?
What was it?
Oh.
Arsenal Tech High School.
Oh.
Wow. High school.
What?
Like, okay. Arsenal, like,
was
literally?
I right?
Yeah, like the soccer team.
So I was right. Hmm? You just, what did you do over there?
No, I just wanted to make sure.
But I was right.
Answer his question. Yes. Was he right? Okay.
Okay. For a while.
Okay. I wanted
well,
to know.
You
could have
gave
that
me
right?
That since you did. If I was wrong, you would have corrected it, all right?
True that.
Wow. Absolutely.
Okay, well, why didn't you say, oh, yeah, that's he was right. Well, why didn't you just say, well, he was right. Why didn't you just give me that?
Yeah. I said, did I ask if you said high school? And you said, yeah. I said, oh, okay.
Can someone tell me he's right so he can be 1-400, please? Somebody.
Wow. Damn. Oh, he coming at me early too, huh?
I mean, all right.
Now, just know I'm on you now.
He's okay. A regular listener.
Mm-hmm. <Got it. laughs> All right. Okay. Back to the story that before I was so rudely interrupted. Officer Edward Nero. Okay, he was found not guilty of all charges in the Freddie Gray case.
He's talking about another story.
Oh, wait a minute.
There was no transition, but he's talking about another story.
What happened with Mike Epps? Why is he 74 just graduating from high school? Are we just going to gloss over that fact?
That's all they said. I mean, what do you want? Did you see something else? I mean, what else do you want to say?
You don't find it at all odd.
It's a lot of people
that you're
do
in
that.
Your late 40s graduating from high school.
A lot of people do that. They didn't finish. God damn it.
Okay.
Most people get a GED.
I mean, but I'm saying it's like because the way you presented the story is like he graduated from like college or like with like med school.
I thought it was gonna be like he was able to get a gun.
But I'm like,
that's where I went.
He graduated from high school.
Maybe he got a diploma with the gun. You know,
you walk across the stage, you get a diploma.
Nigga, I got it now.
Right. And a 357.
A strap.
No, his crazy ass. He was strapped before he got to the damn school.
All right. Well, we'll have the sources check further into there.
Okay.
Find out.
Check further into there.
Did he drop out for a career in comedy and decided he'd probably need to go back because the comedy thing wasn't working?
Man, he doing all right.
He has a show coming up.
Did he recently put out a God, horrible movie, and that kind of put the light on that maybe he should go back and get his GED.
Here's a show coming up called Uncle Buck. I'm saying he ain't doing that bad.
Okay.
And a big show in L.A. from what I hear. It's him and Cat Williams. I was like, ooh, that show is going to be trash.
Mm. See, Mike Epps is good when he's able not to be the lead character. And he can just kind of just, you know, pick and choose his moments.
But the show is called Uncle Buck, so really is about him. I mean,
I'm not
I know,
even talking about this show. Oh, okay. I'm just talking about his body of work so far.
Okay.
He, you know, when he's, you know, in shows where there's other stars, mm-hmm. he's able to kind of just get his moments in and out, and it's cool. But any movie where he's a lead character, mm-hmm. horrible.
Not to include the stand-ups.
And the stand-ups, God.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie where he was the lead character.
He was. Wasn't it Meet the Blacks or something that just...
I didn't see
that
it.
Just came
no,
out.
No, no, no. I'm saying it just came out. Oh, okay. You that didn't see it because it was horrible. It was horrible and trash.
That
was
but, you know, that's just ever. Like some rappers. Some rappers are good when, they, mm-hmm. when they're when they on somebody else's Absolutely. Shit. Right. But totally. When they do their whole album, like Ludacris.
Luda, number one.
Number one.
That Bama give you the best cameos on earth.
Right. What?
But so Luda's album sucked.
Chicken and
Beer sucked.
Oh, Chicken and Beer okay. was pretty deep. He had four good okay. cuts on it. Okay. But as for what he gives you in a cameo, he gives you shit to make you stop your shit and rewind. I was like, wait, what the fuck did he just say?
Right.
But his albums just be like, he'll have four bangers on it and then the rest is like, So.
Wait, what was this? What was the so the one song he had like Usher? It was him, Usher. Take that, rewind it back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a cameo.
That was,
and Lil, okay. was it Lil Jon or
yeah.
Teddy uh-huh. T-Pain
he was a
or somebody like that?
Artist yeah. on that song.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, yeah. Back to the story once again. Edward Nero, he was acquitted on all charges, assault. Reckless endangerment, misconduct, and all that kind of stuff. And they said because he played, you know, like a real small role in Freddie Gray's arrest. They said all he did was put the handcuffs on. He wasn't responsible for putting him in a seatbelt and all that kind of stuff. So I guess the police officers that are getting ready to get, you know, getting ready to go on trial, I guess as they go along, you know, those will be the officers that, you know, I guess really had hands on or whatever. Yeah.
So the fact that he put the handcuffs on, nobody thought that he was a little rough with the handcuffs or anything? That couldn't have played no part?
I think his role probably ended at you should have said something. Because, you know, if you handcuff him and put him in the back of the paddy wagon or whatever, there's no telling what's going to happen next. You doing what you were supposed to do up until that point. So you know.
Yeah. I don't know. No false arrest. I mean, I guess they got money, but still, no false arrest. Put handcuffs on me—that doesn't count. No.
I mean, but even handcuffing someone is not false arrest. It can be detaining someone for your own safety while you continue to do your preliminary investigation or have.
Right, but they said he didn't have anything on him. And nothing was really like going down. It was just kind of like, oh, you look shady. Right. Let me arrest you.
But
put some handcuffs
again,
on you.
He may not have been the determining officer to say, all right, let's follow through with this arrest. He might have been not the senior officer
sure.
on the site.
So well, I mean, we pretty much
still had
knew
to go
he,
through his
he was
protocol.
Get off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was, if I'm not mistaken, he was the guy that just drove the transport van.
Oh, if he drove, then no, we shouldn't still be talking about him then.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he can't be the one that drove.
And you, but okay. But you know what, though? Have you ever seen, like, tapes of him, like, this morning or maybe? I think it was this morning. Mm-hmm. Going to the courtroom. Mm-hmm. Huh?
No, sir. How did you say it?
Going to the courtroom. He was just nonchalant. Like, he knew he was going to get off before
he
even went
did.
In there. I mean, he was just. You
know, but you're coached. I mean, you're coached by your lawyer on how to conduct yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you go looking like, they're going to be like, look at him. They're going to look guilty. You get coached for all of that. You should know. How many times you been in court?
You know. Okay. I ain't had no damn coach.
Oh, that's
coach.
Right. You had a public.
I ain't have nobody. I defended myself.
You met wow. your lawyer at time of trial.
Yeah,
what?
I did. Yeah, Mr. Kosnowski.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Where am I? Hey. Y'all know the singer Adele?
Absolutely.
All right. She just signed another deal with her record label.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, guess how much? Anybody know? Y'all want to guess?
60 million.
Okay, so you got 60 here.
115 million.
115 over mm. here.
75,000 $360 deal.
I was going to say $1.
Okay. 130 million.
All right, circle dollars. Texas square.
So I was right. Yeah. Okay.
I was
right. Ashley Brown was the closest.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Monty Hall.
No, I knew it. I actually,
I got to start
story.
Singing out here. I need real money.
All right.
Can you sing?
Oh,
can
on,
you sing
on,
or strip
on.
Or something?
Hold on. I said start, meaning learn.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's like my safe call right there.
That's what it is.
He said pineapples.
Okay. I don't know if y'all heard this. A man wanted to commit suicide, right?
Oh, we're off Adele. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's all I got.
Okay.
Man want to commit suicide. Now, there are many ways, many ways of committing suicide, right?
Sure, yeah.
So this man went to the zoo. Okay. Took off all his clothes. Okay. Jumped over a few fences. Jumped in a lion's den.
White.
Butt naked. Butt. Yep. Butterball naked.
Wow.
Bucket naked, like Bernie Mac used to say, right? So he jumped in the lions then. So the lions weren't even tripping. The lions, you know, I guess
they're
fucking
right
here.
Lions
know
they doing was a white dude. That's what it was. Yeah, white boy was like, my white boy is crazy. Stay over here.
Wow.
This motherfucker said, oh, y'all don't want to fuck with me? I'ma fuck with y'all.
Oh. Did he jump on somebody's back?
Man, he went over there. I guess he went over there fucking with the lions, right? The lions said, this motherfucker tore his ass up. Lions tore his ass up. His ass is now in critical condition.
He's still alive?
But look, yeah. But check this out, though.
Damn.
What they did was, you know how they shoot him with the tranquilizers, right?
Sure, yeah.
They missed the lion and hit him. Hit him in the neck with the tranquilizer.
No, they missed. That's what they wanted.
So he wouldn't feel it.
Motherfucker kill you.
So he wouldn't feel it while they was chomping his ass up.
Hey, you could be right. You could be right.
Wait, yeah. Where?
Huh?
Where?
It was at the San Diego Metropolitan Zoo.
San Diego?
San Diego?
Santiago.
Oh, so it wasn't even here. No, it was out of the country. Here.
Oh,
we got some crazy white motherfuckers.
I'm asking.
Oh, well, then there's a high chance he could have been
on the something. Seriously,
I mean,
he could have been.
Yeah, you're right.
No, for
you're
sure, right. He definitely could have been.
Butterball naked.
I'm just saying.
Jump over a few fences.
He could have been on something.
Yeah,
Then go mess with the lion.
Right. Yeah.
You're not going. You don't want this. You don't want none of this?
Right.
I'm covered in barbecue sauce and right. Gravy. Oh, you don't want none?
There's some Chipotle chicken oil in my mouth.
Oh, nobody wants that. That's why they didn't pay attention, because they had Chipotle. Nobody want none of that.
They ain't paying attention because they never seen white steak before.
Oh, okay.
He could have been on drugs.
Mm. I'm going with that.
Yeah.
He could have been, like, mentally
ill.
Or he could have been. By the sounds of the zoo, it was one of my countrymen. God damn it. You're a kitty.
Well, all right.
I don't know what that was.
I guess the Chipotle, that was just. Okay. All right. Let me see here now, right here now. Happy birthdays today. Johnny Gill turned 50 years old. Maxwell.
What do you mean you do not know what this is?
Okay.
It is I, Felipe Alejandro Consuelo Gonzalez.
All right.
AKA Tiger.
The Ocho.
AKA Lion.
The man of many names. Right. Most interesting man in the world.
He's gone, y'all.
All right.
He's off to the moon or some shit.
Okay.
Yes.
Please do not talk about my grandfather that way.
Okay.
He has been deported to space.
Not deported.
Well, all right. He made over that wall. Cool. Hey, y'all, turns out.
I blame it on Donald Trump.
All right.
again.
Terrence Howell had a little baby, y'all. He just, I think this is his.
Wait a minute. It was only one birthday? Just one.
I said Johnny Gill and Maxwell turned 43.
God damn it.
Johnny Gill turned 50. Maxwell turned 43.
Uh-oh.
Oh, while we on this topic of birthdays here, shout out to my son. Happy third birthday.
Oh.
Khalil, little junior.
Oh. All right, so I now one up you. Shout out to my son. Happy birthday, Big Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You better have a good day.
All right.
That motherfucker.
A good weekend.
He looking for some shit to go get in trouble with.
I'm going to smack you next time I see you.
Hey.
What's up? You probably anyone tomorrow? Get some drinks?
Mm-mm. Not with y'all. No.
You black motherfucker.
Whoa, what does that mean?
No.
You
know
feel some type of way.
They get
how do you feel some
it
type of way, kid?
Hey, if he feels some type of
it
way, I feel some type
you
of way.
You in it? You hanging out?
Brother from another. I'm in there.
You hanging out?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-oh.
All right, then.
All right. There you go. You all in? Right,
then.
To a little bougie ass.
I know, right? Actually.
I didn't even read it today. I got it there. Okay.
I love her. I love Queen's t-shirts. They give me another reason to stare at her breasts.
Okay, great. Whose birthday? Oh, you passed them.
Yeah, just I only had two. Just now, Johnny Gill turned 50 again. So he's 100 now. Okay. And Maxwell turned 43, who's 86 now.
Okay, great.
So, you know, there you
Maxwell
go.
Maxwell officially 86.
I think he's a little, not a little older than that. I guess.
No, Maxwell,
so Terrence,
I feel like
Terrence
Howell
had a little light bulb, huh?
Yeah, Terrence Howell.
Yeah,
I don't know
was
how
that
many
his first?
That little light.
No, I doubt that.
You know, that moment came
well,
out.
Well, I know he got like five wives.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, I don't
was his wife, was this one, was his a white one? White one?
She's like Asian.
Yeah. Oh,
so
well,
it's
this
the
is
same
definitely
one.
It's the last
it's
one.
It's definitely yeah. Uh-huh. Not just a regular light bulb, it's one of them outdoor joints. You know, the yellow ones that repelled.
Wow.
120 watts.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
My little sister.
He told
right
this
there
man not to offend anybody. When you say
he
stuff.
Mm-hmm. What?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
So, Terrence Howard, kid, that was it?
Yeah, that's it. My phone died.
So.
I knew it was coming.
So I just wanted to bring that to y'all attention. If you need more information, Google it. And that concludes my diagnosis. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of more coming up. Peace.
No, we don't. This is the end of the show.
All right.
God damn it.
I like to go to break and a little shout out to my man's new baby.
Everybody was kung fu. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu
Thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same-day delivery, we're sure to make a long-time customer out of you.
Yeah. 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 Yo, this is producer Rich Harrison, and you're listening to the In Deep Show, where they go deep. Bring a snorkel, my brother.
Well, damn. Lucy Lee. Lee Lucy. Ah. Lucy Lee. I want to buy some products. Some more. That's what he was telling y'all. The beard. The oil. Get yourself together. Get yourself right. I mean, even the commercial will make you feel good.
Yeah, I know. That was smooth.
I'm just saying. It was good. Ooh. Mm. Okay, let me get myself together. Woo-woo. Woo-woo-woo. All right. So I'm back.
So you are back, Queen. And last week.
I want to know what y'all were doing while I was gone.
We held it down.
Y'all did?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell people indeepshow@yahoo.com if you want to send some feedback. You told them 202-750-1437.
I did it as professional as I could.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Mm-hmm. Very well. No doubt. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
And I didn't even throw it to that side of the room so I could get messed up.
Oh, well, you already
out.
Knew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay.
Go. Real good.
That's what's up.
But last week's question,
we
would love for you and the kid to chime in on.
Tell us.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a setup.
Come on, kid.
You know, every now and then we got to throw that, you know, that light-hearted, fun-loving question out.
Sure.
All right. So this week's question was, share with us your embarrassing sex moments.
Damn, it seems it might be a theme tonight. Kid, go ahead.
New guy goes first.
Come on, kid.
Mm-hmm. It's a classic. Everybody's been there, done that. So,
maybe.
I have this Dominican princess coming over.
Mm. Mm. Can she do hair?
No.
Okay. Well.
She's just around for looks and all the other stuff.
All right.
Wow. So,
very well.
At this time, I guess you can call her my girlfriend.
Oh.
She comes over.
Playa, playa.
I got the couch in the room. I set the mood. Put on Big Luther, not Little Luther, I guess. And
what's the difference?
I don't know. I just hear everybody say that, so I thought I'd go with it. So
okay.
And
kid,
we're in the heat of the moment.
Mm.
And I'm this time living with my mom. And
okay.
You know, my steps, they squeak. My dad's 6'6", 380. I'm like, I can hear him coming down the steps, you know. So we could do this. We're in it. Iron and board right by my room. We in it. He cracks the door open.
Hey, you know you're wrong, right?
Mm. Damn. Closes the door. I say, fuck it, I'm caught now. I'm going to keep going.
That's right.
He opens the door again. This time he's staring for like 15, 20 seconds. Then she hops up when he opens the door. So I'm just balls out, dick out, just everywhere, just embarrassing.
Wow.
So to finish the story up, I take a walk, walking the dog. I'm thinking, yeah, that's my boy type. Calls my mom. Rats me out.
Wow.
Just destroyed the relationship.
So your mom wasn't in the house?
Mom wasn't home. Stepdad.
Oh. So. Oh. Stepdad was like, hey, what y'all doing this?
What y'all doing in there? That be been your real dad? He would have did that.
That's my boy. That's what I'm thinking. This the same guy we ride down the street. He's like, hey, look at her ass over there. Look at her over there.
But rats, hold on, wait a minute.
But rats me out.
Your stepdad rides with you talking about other women?
Hey.
You should have been like this. Oh, you going to rat me out, huh? Hey, mom, we was riding down the street up there.
Oh, man.
I'd have been like this.
See, some of us don't stick to the code.
I see.
I had to stick to the code, man. I couldn't ride him out.
See,
man.
You know what? Y'all are missing the point to the story, though. His stepdad came down and now is no more bomb ass black beans and rice. There's no more pollo loco.
Crazy chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Or else con pollo?
That shit is crazy good.
Oh my God, is it? Mm.
Wait, first of all, can nobody go back to where he said like it was like 15, 20 seconds? So dad was like,
oh yeah, the door just, was open. He was and like, he was staring. It was creepy.
So your whole work was 20 seconds?
No, 20 seconds he looked.
He was looking.
Oh.
Wait, first of all, how'd you have enough, like, where you were doing what you was doing, you were like, right. 1, 2, 3.
How many? You know, when you're in the moment.
When.
Five.
It probably really happened like, you know, you're wrong. But it felt like.
No, he came back again.
He came back.
He was like, and I need to see. The last one was like.
He was looking at Shorty's ass.
Yeah, he was like, I need to see this.
Oh, if I showed y'all a picture of this one right here.
I want to see.
Oh, this is like.
Either he wants
J-Lo
to
at 21
on
right here.
I need to
it's
see.
J-Lo at 21.
We
either
all need to see
to get
this.
In on it. Or he was just doing that so you would stop.
Nah, he wanted to be like tag team.
Oh, he was trying to be like
he was jealous.
Like my man in ATL. He was like, you know, I'm gonna be the only one blending in here.
Right, right.
Yeah, he wanted to tag team that joint.
I'm gonna be the only one getting cutty in this house, huh?
Oh man. Oh man.
He cut right. your cutty, huh?
Yes, he cut it.
Wait, what she cutty. Do? Was she like, she didn't even know?
She jumped up. She played. She thought it must have been a bed came through the door. She played dead.
Oh, wow.
She jumped up.
She was possum.
Under the cover. She was
straight,
possum.
She went straight ice on you, huh?
She straight and burst.
Wait, after the first time, she thought it was green card enforcement.
She laid down.
After the first time, I tapped her. I was like, come on, baby. Let's just go ahead and knock this out. It's fine, girl.
Yeah.
I mean,
you ain't washed the dog or nothing. You just went out and bought the dog.
I was in my feelings, man.
You came back flaky as a motherfucker.
Oh, man. Where did all this powder come from?
Came back flaky.
Oh, man.
Took his drawers off, looked like a snow globe exploded.
Oh wow. And that's when it gets what explicit.
Everybody done jammed up in some shit and had to run up out real quick.
Hell yeah.
Got home and was like,
oh man.
Wow. I don't even know.
Oh, you know.
Gritty Queen.
Cause he done called you like, girl, you did all this to me. Oh, you
this
know.
It's all you down here. Uh-huh. I ain't even bust.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't.
Oh, you ain't get the thing all done.
Oh,
wait a minute. Between the time you started,
so the first time he busted y'all, the second time
that was a blue night,
man. Oh wow,
man.
Oh, kid.
I would have talked during.
Man,
this,
you know what they say, man.
We would have went somewhere else.
I would have went
outside,
and shot and jerked off. Or,
shit happens.
I'd be like, all right, fine, just stay right here for
I
a second.
Let her go.
Right, just lay right beside me, real quick.
Yeah. Oh, let's go out back around the garage or something.
He's like, no, you nasty buzzards.
There's always tomorrow.
Queen.
Embarrassed.
Embarrassing moment during sex. All of us have had an embarrassing moment during sex.
Actually have not. The only thing I would say, like, where I didn't mean to, like, I was giggly and I was like, I didn't mean to laugh, but it was more of a nervous laugh.
At what point did you laugh?
Well,
when he pulled it out. Oh wow.
No, not when he pulled. Mm-mm. You know, it was just kind of like, hey, we're doing it. And it was just like, okay, great. And I don't know why, somewhere in there, it was like a nervous giggle came out. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't mean to giggle because it had nothing to do with
it. I'm silent for
this story.
For her mate, because, you know, somewhere.
Okay.
He's not feeling right.
I'm just saying. No, because, I mean, it was like, you know, we had other moments and it was fine. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like, it was a moment of me being nervous. And I had a nervous giggle. And I couldn't help it. And I just was kind of like, oh, wee. You know, and I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that because I don't know. He probably thinks, oh, it's me.
He's scarred that man for life.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
That giggle had a subtitle. Nervous.
And it said what?
Nervous.
That's what I'm saying. It was me being nervous.
You seen them?
No, but see.
Lately.
What was a simple What was a simple
I saw him a couple times after that.
What was a simple giggle to you?
Is a DuPont circle.
Was earth shattering to him.
No, I told him. I was like, that had nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I was like, that was just my nerves.
He didn't believe you. You ruined his night, his day.
No, we still finished. Okay.
No, you finished.
Really? I actually, unfortunately, I didn't. I'm just saying I didn't.
I would like you all to turn your books to.
Where did that come from?
Chapter 64.
What would I hear?
Verse 17.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
Of the IDS school book. You see.
Sometimes that happens more than once. You can't help it.
When you're laying,
it's just laugh.
When you're laying with your mate, and then
just saying,
you all have just worked on so much, and you've gotten through so much, and you've done so much, and he's paid for so much.
Like,
and it
like
finally
money?
Gets to the point
where
you
exchange.
You feel
no money
that this person's. Has truly earned the pussy. And this brother.
He didn't earn it. I just was in the mood.
So. He deserved
He's drank all the pineapple juice. He's drank all the orange juice.
It was just one of those nights and it just kind of happened.
He's done all
I sent a
the
text,
push-ups.
WYD and it was, you know.
You see, and he just. He just felt he got in his car and he drove. It's only a 3-minute drive, but he called 15 of his friends
to tell him
that
I don't know where he's having a flashback.
I finally got the pussy. The pussy has been laid to me. The pussy has been doled out. The pussy has been stamped. Brothers and sisters, I now have the papers. On the pussy.
I feel like he's having his own moment. It has nothing to do with my story, but
and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
What happened in high school?
It doesn't matter
what happened in junior high.
That's right. High
school. It doesn't matter what happened in elementary school.
It doesn't matter what
happened. Damn it! When I was in romper room, but Lord, I'm here to tell you now.
Yuck!
I stand before the mountain.
Lord,
as I pack my parachute,
pack it,
and I get ready to enter the gates of the goodness.
Lord. The real good.
The good.
I mean, well, true, but
the good, and it's real.
I unstrap my trousers.
Oh, he's going with this. But.
And I lower my cage. And I unharness my beast.
You made it.
Let it ride.
He said you made it.
And I finally feel all my hard work, all my taking on extra hours at the job, all of me taking on a part-time job, all of me getting a paper route, all of me selling insurance on the side, all of me selling Lucy Lee Essentials.
Yes, Lloyd works hard.
Just to get her some extra shrimp with her lobster has finally paid off. And you see, my manhood is up because, see, my little brother, I said my little brother, I said we call him the kid. He gave me one of them blue pills, see, and I,
he's in it now too.
I took a little bit off. And I feel my nature rising. Never to go down for 4 hours unless I have to consult a doctor. I don't know what I'm consulting them for, what to say. Thank you for giving me 4 hours. A good pleasure. Why the hell would I be calling you for a good hard day? I just don't know why I call a doctor for that. But that's beside the point, my sheep. You see, I'm here. I stand, behold the threshold as her legs are spread about.
Spread.
And I'm getting ready to enter. You see, I got my swagger now. You see, my hips are loose now, right? They moving side to side. They moving up and down. I'm picturing how I'm going to punish this pussy. See?
He going kind of fast on me. I can't keep up.
And then I hear a giggle.
Oh, the giggle. The giggle.
I
hear a giggle.
Her giggle.
And I wonder, how in the hell could she be giggling?
How could Queen
And I
giggle?
Think to myself, what the fuck in here funny? So I look over my right shoulder.
I'm still
TV here. On.
In this, okay.
Then I look on my left shoulder. Mm-hmm. Is Mike Epps on? Because he not funny.
He not funny.
Then I think, she got to be laughing at me. Well, goddamn.
I must have a little weakness.
This bitch done ate up all my motherfucking shrimp.
All the lobster.
All my lobster. Mm-hmm. All my paper route money. Mm-hmm. All my Foot Locker money. All my Budweiser money.
Insurance money.
Bitch, I wanted another bottle of Kvase, but could I get it now? Because I had to motherfucking pay for this pussy that I'm about to get in there that you giggling about.
This is
long. So you got to go. You got to go.
Oh, man.
You got to go.
Oh, man.
You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. You
got to go.
You got to go. Go, go. You got to go. You got to go. Bitch, get your pants and get the fuck out my house.
Got to go. Got to go.
Kind of feel like that was like my story, my moment. Y'all went somewhere left, but okay.
That's all. Sure. Trying to help you build that
you
story
back?
Up.
Y'all back?
We're back.
Right. You, y'all back?
We're back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just
you
saying.
You were saying you was giggling and something happened?
Yeah. Pretty much. Okay.
So, okay. So, did you talk to him about it or did you just send him away like, and now he's like Doc said, somewhere twerking and prepping.
He's twerking?
In DuPont Circle.
Oh, wow.
I didn't send him on a twerk mission, really?
I'm just saying.
He's snapping.
I mean,
he's doing
between,
all that, Doc.
I don't know.
I mean, between you and the government, our black man,
have
I say.
Seen him?
We had a conversation, and we also still kept it moving, and I was like, hey.
So you gave him another
sorry,
ungiggly shot at
you
the
gave
prize?
Him a handshake?
I gave him a what?
You gave him a handshake and said it's okay?
Sir. Does is handshake code for we tried it again and again and again?
Oh, okay, okay. Oh. Okay, so it was cool. So shit was straight.
I just said it was me.
It was your
embarrassment. And I was like, I was being like honest. I was like, it was my nerves.
Okay. Oh, so you giggled the first time, but not the next five.
So after that, he put it down.
You have to be, I mean, if you're confident, sure.
I'm asking you.
Yeah,
you
don't know.
I'm just saying, y'all went off on your own shit. It was a whole nother story. But I'm saying, but yeah, it was fine after that. I was like, oh, that was me being nervous. Mm. Sorry.
I never had that happen.
And then sorry. After that, you would turn into the girl in the mail truck on Don't Be a Menace. It just was real. It got serious.
Don't be a menace.
To society while drinking your juice.
In the hood?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
You turned into her in the back of the mail truck. It got real. Mm. Really real.
Mm. I don't think we know each other like that, kid.
Mm. Oh, my fault. Mind my business, y'all.
Damn.
I'm just saying. Your first time here. I don't think we know each other like that.
Hey,
you already said you're in a relationship, so you don't deserve to know.
Oh, I'm not in a relationship.
What happened?
We was talking about the past. He sips tea right now.
Consuelo, okay. Conchita. Yeah, that was the past.
Mm-hmm.
Dominican.
Okay, yeah, you tried it. You tried it.
I tried it?
Mm-hmm, you did.
Okay.
She was a Dominican.
I thought you was doing something now, but okay. Mm-hmm. I tried it.
Lone Ranger.
So whatever happened to that
Dominican
chick?
Oh, it's funny you say that, because I kept in touch with her mom. And
you hit mom.
You tried to hit
I
mom?
I would love to hit mom. She's a bad older white lady. But anyway, look. So
Dominican.
So Milf. I was chit chat May 13th, the Dominican's birthday. So I sent her a text.
See,
like,
you still fuck with
so
Dominican.
I sent her a text and I was like, sent her a text and I was like, your birthday's coming up. I got these two national tickets. You could take you and your dude. I was trying to be sincere, you know? We're good friends.
You weren't.
She says, I'm single. Green light. But I say, so
that was a trick question.
I thought you was in love. Well, I seen everything on Instagram. She said, no, we're over. Green light again. So
come on, CD, say you're single in love.
We're on the page in, the building right now. She just doesn't know it.
Oh.
It's called that old thing back. Yeah, we're building.
Gotta get that old thing back.
So no, she just doesn't know it yet.
Oh wow.
Do you want that old thing back?
Guess what society now knows.
For real though, do you want that old thing, man?
I heard that song called Own It. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
So, well, when y'all first met, it was just something to do?
No. When we first met, that was the girlfriend.
Okay.
We was
remember,
in a
he's the kid.
He was in a relationship.
He's the kid. So he's young.
All right. Well, anyway.
Young but experienced.
So, with that being said, we had a little bit of feedback from last week. And we will play that now.
What up, IDS fam? It's your boy, K. Mark. that last show was a trip. The question, though, really brought back a lot of crazy memories and times. I actually have two quick ones. The first one was blaming on my youth, blaming on whatever you want. I was young when I first lost my virginity. So the first time I bust a nut, I literally, like, I was to hear the kids at school saying, talk about busting a nut. And when it finally happened and I was done, I literally took off the condom and was literally looking for a nut. Yes, yes, yes. I know y'all laugh right now, but yeah, that's what I initially thought was a nut. The second story, this is when I was with the first Mrs. Kmart. She had two boys. We were in the flow of getting it in. This is early in the morning, and normally the kids didn't get up that early. But for some reason, we was getting it in real early before I had to work and the kids had to head to school. And all of a sudden, I hear the door crack while I'm tossing that ass in the air. And I saw her oldest like, oh, shit. And mind you, he was about in elementary. And he just ran. And I'm like, shit. Anywho, the only thing I thought about was D.L. Hughley on The Kings of Comedy. Get off my mama! Get off my mama! But that's all I gotta say, man. Great show as always. I'll catch up with y'all later. Peace out.
Get off my mama!
I'm looking for the nut.
Oh, wow.
Get off my mama!
Oh, wow. All right.
It sounds bad to hear a guy say that phrase, and it sounds bad because he was actually looking for a nut.
Right. I think that was funny, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious to me.
This girl looking for a nut.
Shit.
Where is it? How come it's not in this bag?
Right.
That I just put on. I don't understand.
I got my dick
Sandy Squirrel.
Spit it on my gut and slurp that shit back up, ain't?
Okay, y'all will all get that. But anyway.
Okay.
And my man was looking for his nut.
Where is it? I don't understand. I'm just saying. So, hey. It's actually, well, do you have any more feedback on his?
No.
Okay. So, it's actually.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, because that's funny. And you're
being
honest.
You know what? I actually thought AD was going to send something in. I thought AD might have had a moment.
Okay. Cool.
Guess not.
Guess not. It's not a lot of people that want to be honest and say those things.
We're grown folks now.
No. I mean, what he just said. Kmart just said. It was like he was actually looking for the nut.
Right. You should have heard what I said.
I'm listening. Well, I'll be like you. I'm going to listen to the show maybe when I get a chance and then I have some time. I'm going to listen and then I'll report back.
Okay.
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 Cool. Great. So, y'all had fun without me. I don't like that. Anyway.
No, it's not that we have fun without you. It's that we held it down to keep the listeners for you when you come back.
Whatever.
I couldn't have put it no better way.
Write that down.
Pound it.
Couldn't have put it no better way.
No better.
No better blues.
No better way.
No better blues.
Right. No better way. That's
and
cool.
And the cheap shots continue.
No better
like
way.
You say, wasn't that me this time?
Right. It's actually kind of funny because the question I am asking today, I mean, I know it sounds like I'm continuing on the whole, you know, sex conversation, but
we love talking about sex.
I know you do.
Let's get down with it.
So I want to know, how long should a session last? And we're going to go including foreplay, et cetera, and all the things you guys do, because I love it. I'm like the only lady, the only woman, the only girl here today with three, you know, beautiful men. I want to know, like, when y'all are doing it and y'all are about to start, how long do you think a session should last? Wow. Including foreplay. Come on, kid. So, you young. Come on, kid. I want to hear
So this is going to sound a little complicated and long here.
Literally?
There are five bullets to this question.
Oh, shit. Let
me five.
Okay. Do it.
The first bullet is,
I'm going to close my eyes. Do
how
it.
How much alcohol have I consumed?
Okay.
That's the eyes first back bullet. Open.
Okay. Sure.
The second bullet is, how bad is she? How bad does she make me want her?
Okay.
That plays a big part in this session.
Sure.
The next question is, do I really want this or do I not want this? And do I just need it for right now?
Okay.
So.
That was only three. I hope you're going with two more.
Patience is a virtue.
It is not.
Since you cut me off, I'm going to stop at three. We'll get to that.
You know what? No. You only had three, young buck. You better go ahead. Four.
Four is, do I want her to come back?
Okay.
The last one is, why am I here? It all makes sense.
I feel like some of those could cross, but okay.
They don't cross.
Okay, go ahead. I said I feel like some of those could cross, but I'm waiting.
Thanks for narrating for me.
I'm just saying. So I asked the question, motherfucker. I'm narrating because I asked the question. Go.
So, alcohol.
Yes.
We all, as men, believe this takes us to the higher level. This takes us into that first time when you're nervous, that alcohol, when y'all drink together, and it's about to be passionate, and it's amazing. So that extends it. Then you go into the whole, how bad is she? Because we as men or women, there are those who you want to have sex with that are bad and those who aren't. So you're in it to get it or you're in it to make love to it.
Wait, you mean bad as in she's cute or attractive?
She's either cute,
or
attractive.
Like, I want to, she's going to get up in
like,
it.
Like, oh my God, I'm going to kiss everywhere.
Yes. I just want to lick
everywhere.
Yes. Okay.
You know, that's that one.
Okay.
Then you get those that's like, she hit me up. We've been here before.
It was a WYD moment.
Yeah, let's just do it. What are you doing? Oh, I know this is good sex. Let's please each other and then we'll walk away happy.
Sure.
And then, you know, that's that. Then there's that time when it's the main woman. And you go get the SERPs. And the whipped cream and
syrups. It's shit. Plural.
Syrups.
Yeah. Depends on how many syrups.
Yes.
You might have the chocolate syrup. The maple syrup.
That's what I said. The plural. You know. Plural. Yeah. Yes.
Syrups.
Okay.
Yeah, you syrups all that shit up.
Every girl thinks about whipped cream. You know.
You know.
You know. And it all hygiene is the number one factor in how long sex lasts. It's number one.
Between the both of you or just her? Because I feel like
her.
Really?
Oh, so she can smell good. Be, you can stink.
You know what I'm saying? You can smell like some hot trash.
No,
it's okay?
No, because I'm the guy who sometimes will ruin the moment. It can't be my hygiene, because if I feel it's my hygiene, I'm going to, hey, stop. I got to go get in the shower. Everything got to be right for me, you know? You got those moments when it doesn't matter, but you got those moments when you're like,
you don't know when you're hot boxing before you get to the moment. I'm just asking. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, you know.
I'm just asking. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that, you know, you got times where, hey, we're going to do it, whatever. Everything's out the window. And there's times where you got that cool down time. You're like, hey, I'm going to jump in the shower right quick. We just, you know, the moment got to be right.
You want to ask her to come with you?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere. She can come with me everywhere.
Okay.
Shower, bed.
I feel like there was four, but continue.
Why are you keeping count?
Because you said it was five.
Yeah.
All right.
Five,
so,
four, 300. Doesn't matter.
For me, I feel like it's like a rodeo. If you guys have ever watched a rodeo, there's the moment to where the bull is finally secured in sort of the gate, the little launch gate. And sometimes it takes a few men to get it there, but once it's there, there's one chosen one that's allowed to mount the bull. Once the cowboy gets on the bull, you know, he has to go through certain checks and things. He has to make sure the rope is tight. He has to make sure his hand is secure and all that, blah, blah, blah. And that's sort of like the foreplay. You know what I'm saying? You got to get this ready to rock. And then once that gate is opened, that is sort of like the actual sexual moment. So the reason why I say it's like a rodeo is because every ride is going to be different. You know what I'm saying? There's some that are going to be champion bull riders, and they're going to ride for a little bit longer. And there's some that's going to basically, once that gate open and that bull buck good 2-3 times, I got to get out of here because clearly this bull was too much for me. So it doesn't really matter in the end. Is do you survive to ride again?
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? And you gotta hone your skills. You gotta pick your bull better. You gotta get your equipment better. You gotta get your strength up to hold on to that bull. But you see, so many of these quote unquote riders don't know when it's time to get off the bull. They think they just should ride it to the sunset. And some of us should know when to get off and watch that motherfucker ride itself into the sunset. I'm going to go back over here where it's safe.
There you go.
And I'll wait for the next bull to get stabled.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
So I guess to answer the question, there is no set time. It should be, no, in all honesty, it should be what the moment calls for.
There you go.
There's going to be times where you going to just kind of lay it out and try your best to swing for the fences and get some good long work in. There's going to be some times where you going to wake up in the morning, you rushing to get dressed, she rushing to get dressed, she bend over to get some out the sock drawer, and you be like, whoa, come here real quick. I need to.
Shit.
Nigga, we going to be late for work. Nah, I need to get this off real quick. And then just go ahead and rinse back off when you head back to work, and, whatever. So there's different variations on how it should go down.
Nah, that nigga went to work flaky.
How about that shit?
Probably.
Oh, man.
Doc.
That man was sitting at his desk at like 3 and like, who had whiting for lunch?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, ho. Fishy box.
I didn't write on the chalkboard this morning.
I don't know. I agree with Brian though, and I also agree with all the kid over here. It depends on a certain times. I mean, if it's somebody that you met for the first time, a lot of times, you just excited. I don't believe I got might not take that long, but if it happens quick, you might want to go for another round. See how I shook the tambourines.
She's gonna run for the second round.
Right. You think so? Not really. Depends on how you manipulate it. Baby, you know what? I'm excited for having a woman this beautiful next to me in my bed, in my home. And I'm sorry if I got too excited too fast. But hey, would you like something to eat? Let me make you an omelet or something. get her, you know. Don't let her put her clothes on.
Don't let her leave. Nah, you got to stay here.
No, wait a minute. Don't have to put the clothes
it's
on.
It's raining out there.
Come on. You know, I tell you what. Just stay here. Let me cut the television on. Make you some breakfast. What's up? You know, bring something, you know, give you time to get your thing, you know, get your thing ready to get there, boy. You know, then come back again. The second time, put it back.
Can I throw out Paul's Big B curveball?
Do your thing, Pippa.
And this is for the fellas. We've all done it. What was the most clever stall tactic that you used?
Wow.
You know when you rocking and you about to bust, but you're like, damn, it's too soon. Let me get out. But I can't just get out and just know that, you know, she know I'm tapping out. I got to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? What stall tactic you
use?
Right. Hold on. Before anybody say anything. Niggas, by the sound of my voice, you sorry son of a bitches. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about because you chose to listen to this podcast in the car with your motherfucking hookup sitting beside you. All of us has used
a
stall tactic.
Or your girlfriend.
All of us have used
or
it.
Your side chick.
We are grown adults. Fess up on the stall tactic, goddammit. I got a handful of them, but okay. Go ahead, y'all. Go round rock out.
All right. Just the one I used to use, you know, way, way, way back in the day. But look, check this out. If it happens real fast, right? Go ahead and let it happen. I ain't pulling out.
Oh, man.
Don't shoot
the club up. Go ahead.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. Go ahead. Get your thing off, right? But look, after then, and if it seems that, you know, she's not satisfied, you know, you never know. She might have did her thing for you. But look.
You know.
Check this out. Get to talking to her. Get to talking to her. You know, kind of start massaging her. You know what I'm saying? Massage the shoulders. You know, get the.
Now, you done pulled out while you doing all this, right?
I'm already out.
He shot the club.
Okay. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm
you done. Busted already?
I've already busted.
Man.
No. I'm talking about before you bust. A stall tactic that you use.
So you won't.
And you can go back in there for
some. I ain't one of them.
Oh, you just get yours. Get the fuck out.
Better get yours before I get mine.
I can't
stop it. Once the water starts to rise and go over the city, the tornado has torn down buildings. I just can't stop it like that. Like Bernie Mac said, I'm going to get mine. Damn, nobody.
Selfish lover.
I can't stop, man. I can't stop. Like, can you stop peeing when you pee?
Yes. I can break my stream.
I can break my stream.
It's something, but you know what though? Honestly, it's something that you have to actually practice. Well,
you gotta train those muscles.
Yeah.
Oh, Kegels.
You train those muscles, you might turn to Superman.
All right, so go ahead. What's one of your stall tactics?
Okay, I'll start training tomorrow.
Okay, two tactics. Too late, sir. Just two tactics.
Yeah,
prostate all fucked up.
And I just want to make this known. This question set me up for any woman out there that's paying attention. Don't pay attention. Thank you. I got to pull out and lick on her thighs and go down to that nice little button between her legs for a second and get myself together, and then I got to come back up. Or, you know, you tap on right side of her hip and say, we got to switch. Let's switch, you know. Switch.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I come out like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit.
The little man in the boat.
Rest me and grab me real hard shit. You belong to me.
And then, you know, it's always the famous, I'm cramping in this position. Like, we got to switch. It's the cramp. You got to play the cramp.
Sorry.
You too young to cramp, son.
Hold on.
You better drink some juice or protect.
She throwing me under
banana.
She throwing me under the bus,
I'm
y'all.
I'm just saying.
Get some ointment.
Just saying.
The following information is trademark in Deep Show tactics.
Mm-hmm.
If you use these tactics without acknowledging the In Deep Show, you will be sued.
For a lot.
So look. Remember, when you use the stall tactic, you got to save face. Because if you with a chick that's smart enough to know what you're doing, she going to know, oh, I got her.
Yeah, you
so you can't get that up. So I would do like one of my moves. Like I'll be hitting. I feel that y'all coming. And I'll be like, God damn it. I'll get up and go turn the lights on. I'll be like, hold on, let me just look at this pussy. Oh, That motherfucker feels so good. I just had to look at it. All right, let me go turn light back on.
Wow.
All right, now I'm back in it. Shorty, can't never show your hand. That's one. Definitely did then. Pull out, start kissing up everything you can put your lips.
Everything.
Nigga, you kissing pillows. You kissing.
The headboard.
Who's that on TV?
Everything I can.
Right. Wow.
You start what? Kissing you everything. You
I'll send you back on.
Right.
Girl, what thread are these sheets right here?
Right.
Girl, is this 800 thread count? Girl.
Have you dusted lately? The dust, the pollen.
Then you can dance. Yeah. But then you can do the reverse psychology where you pull out and actually give her props. And just be like, God damn it. Charlotte, why you been holding this out for me for so long? You know you should have gave this back to me back in ninth grade. You bullshit. Let me back in there. Anything to catch your breath, Slim, and get that motherfucking quivering to stop.
I mean, wow.
You over here feeling yourself and shit, right?
Wow. Hey, look, Queen.
Got kid all wound up.
Yep. We got two interesting topics on the table. If people want to chime in, where can they hit us at?
Please. InDeepShow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. You know we like to hear your voice. Please, hit us up.
I have one question for Queen.
Uh-oh.
Save it to when we come back.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same-day delivery, we're sure to make a long-time customer out of you.
Wherever does the time go? I don't know what time it is right now when you're listening to this show, but it's about 10:30 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Eastern Standard Time here.
Hopefully the rain slowed down a little bit.
We burn the midnight oil for you people. Earths. Who are you people? You. Especially you that's looking in the rearview mirror like now, like, I know this motherfucker ain't talking to me. I'm talking to you. You. And you. And the side motherfucker in the back seat that won't stop crying. Them two. All right. We gotta go. Doctor.
Let me see. Oh! Two fingers. To my man that I saw today that had on this tight motorcycle helmet, the tight motorcycle matching outfit.
Okay, let me stop you real quick, Doc. And when you say tight.
No, I mean it was slick.
Okay,
dog.
That's what I'm saying. You know, everybody slick. Not from the DMV. So they might think, right. You know, like right. A helmet can be
I mean,
tight.
It looks nice. It was everything was coordinated right. From the helmet to the outfit to the gloves and the boots and everything. That job made me want to go out and get a motorcycle. You know what I'm
or
talking
a man.
About?
Huh?
Huh?
I'm saying he was really jocking that dude real hard.
If you let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And you've been interrupting my shit all day long.
I really haven't.
Yes, you
I'm
have.
Pretty quiet.
From my stories. No, no, you haven't. Anyway.
So the dude look
was
good.
Looking once again. see what I'm talking about this dude right here, man. But anyway. It was looking real smooth. Only one thing was wrong. He was on a scooter. Oh, how you gonna have on motorcycle gear matched down to a tail goddamn scooter? The scooter looked like the damn wheel was about to fall off.
Shorty, Doc, please tell me you seen that video where the Bama looked like he on a mean Harley. And the light turned green. He started pedaling. Y'all ain't seen that video?
Nah. Well, I got it. I think I saw it today. I said, look. I was so caught up on what he had on, right? Until it took off. You hear? So I was like, I'm like, God damn.
No, that's for you.
I think maybe if he would put more money into the cycle before he put it into the gear, you know. Oh, man.
Oh, anyway, maybe his joint was in the shop? Maybe.
Oh, the real motorcycle.
I'm a hope. I hope.
Okay.
I like to be optimistic.
Well, I know he was hot.
I'm a hope.
With all that shit on.
Charlie, hold on. Look at this. Y'all can't really see this. You see my man's Harley,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Wait till the light turn green, y'all. Hold on, Deuces. Y'all hold on. I'm showing the video right now.
They like, man, we can't see that shit.
I know, we're waiting for this light turn green. There you go. Watch it.
What? You rude.
Wow.
You being rude right
okay,
now.
Okay. I'm saying one finger to the rain that we didn't have for the last fucking, 29 days.
Oh. Yeah. This shit was broke. I'm sorry. This shit turned off. I'm sorry. He just showed it to me.
It was a bicycle that was dressed up like a Harley.
Oh, that's rude.
That was creative, though.
It was creative.
Creative, but it's rude. Because you're at the light like, yeah, I'm about to take off at this moment.
But see, if you'd heard the people videotaping, it's like, yo, watch this shit.
That's so rude.
Yeah, they probably saw him two lights back.
Right.
No doubt.
Got him. Oh, yeah, one finger to the rain. We didn't have the last 29 days.
It's been 29?
I don't know about y'all.
Like it feel like it, yeah.
I don't know about y'all, for real. If it would have gotten to like 38, I would have went to church.
38 what? Days?
Days of rain. Because that would have been some 40 days, 49. That's some biblical Noah ark shit. Lord, you know my humor. You know my conscience. Queen!
All right. Let's see. I don't even know if I have a one finger, but I'm going to start with the two finger first. So two fingers to my family. On the west side,
yay.
So, and I would like to send my other two finger to Tony. I hope your day got better, boo. Today's your birthday. You should be able to celebrate and be happy on your birthday. I always like to say, when you get up, you decide what kind of day you're gonna have, okay? And you know, if you want to feel like it's going to be a bad day, it's going to be a bad day. If you want to feel like it's going to be a good day, it's going to be a good day. But the great thing is you're off this weekend, so you can party, get it in, and do some great things, okay? All right, let me see. My one finger. I don't even know if I have a one finger because I feel like I'm in a good mood and I'm happy to be back. So, yeah, I don't have a one finger.
The kid.
Okay, hey, two fingers. I have an outstanding young gentleman that lives across the street, my neighbor. 14-year-old, 6'3", doing everything positive, not in the streets. Amazing awesome. Young gentleman. Gotta give him his props. Keeps me happy.
Yes.
Cool, that's what's up. Keeps you happy?
Keeps me happy. Keeps me giving a reason to stick behind him, believing young men aren't.
Pause.
That's why I say, oh.
Pause.
As long as he keeps you happy, though.
Gives me a reason.
As long as he keeps you happy.
To believe that all of these young gentlemen aren't out here to do bad things. Right. He's on the right path. And
yes.
Whatever supports he needs, he has from me, hands down.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, hands down.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
All right.
This was his
one finger.
This was his two fingers.
He left
Come on,
open.
Man. Let him do his two fingers.
Okay. I mean, you know, hey.
I'm just saying.
But he said hands down. You can't do two fingers with hands down.
It depends.
I mean, can
hands
you?
Down. No.
You could. I mean, at least one hand down.
all.
But he said hands, so it was plural. Hands, so you're right.
Right.
But anyway, okay. I am so, yes, that's awesome.
Then we call that.
He can't listen to the show because 18 or over.
And he keeps him happy every day.
That's what's up.
And that's really what's.
I'm just saying, what's up.
Yeah, yeah, with a whole lot of hands.
Go ahead.
He's smiling.
One finger to my motherfucking truck driver. This nigga here is supposed to deliver beer and complains about how the beer needs to be delivered.
You got shout out one Andre. Job.
Oh, what?
I'm sorry, Glenn. Glenn, my fault. But
you got one job.
His job is to deliver beer and complains about delivering the beer. Mm. You either want the job or you don't.
Mm-hmm. You need some help on the side.
The beer guy go downstairs. My back hurt. You want a paycheck or you don't?
Right, right.
Hate the motherfucking truck drivers.
But you know what though? I have a stop call. Do y'all service Rock and Roll Hotel on A Street?
Believe so.
Man, it's fucking a lot of steps, man. Y'all gotta take when you gotta take that shit up to the motherfucking penthouse. I've seen them do it. They be like, man, they be downstairs talking to their boss. They be like, man, where Rock and Roll look? I mean, they be taking the big ass.
There's no elevator.
And no, I said steps,
I
man.
Feel like that's some ADA thing.
I gotta change
thing.
The mats, and I don't go all the way up. I'm telling you now.
You don't what?
Go stay all the way up the steps.
Oh, you don't go all the way up.
I know you ain't laughing. And he keeps me happy every day.
Hey, don't be salty because you got gotten, Paul.
All right, but don't be salty because, you know, you're real happy and you use a lot of fingers. But anyway, though, it's a lot of fucking steps, man. And one dude was like, look, man, I can't do it. He was talking to his boss. He's like, man, I'm not taking this all the way up. Them joints be.
You're not taking this all the way up?
Them joints be what?
He's like, I'm not taking this.
You told your boss you ain't taking it all the way up.
I'm not taking this.
Good Lord. Them joints be what, though?
They be heavy.
Oh, man.
Them joints be heavy? Them
joints I have be seen heavy. Some whoa. Heavy joints.
That's what they
I
say.
I get it.
I don't know. I don't know.
I get it.
You seen them? He seen them?
I've seen some heavy joints.
You seen some heavy joints?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That doc tell he seen some, too.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, they go right past me. Up to you.
God damn.
Man, y'all deal with big. You should know how heavy they are.
You deal with heavy joints.
No, you deal with heavy joints. I look at them.
You look at heavy joints?
There's nothing wrong with looking at heavy joints, doc. I do, too.
You know.
I'm just saying.
They go right past you.
Because all the time. You don't want to deal with heavy joints, so you let them pass you.
You know what I'm saying?
And go on to the next person. I have been there.
Right. They go to the people who got to take them up.
I'm just saying.
You got to look at them.
I'm just saying. You look. You say, oh, I approve.
So you look while somebody else take it.
Right. I look. Keep it moving.
I look and fuck you. You bastards. I hate you fucking guys. You fucking guys.
Two fingers. Two fingers. Queen, I'm going to need a royal pardon today. I'm going to need to separate my two fingers into three.
Mm.
Okay. One finger.
I knew it all the time.
One finger to motherfucking taxi cab drivers.
Oh.
If you guys are not the bastard children of Satan.
Especially them red driving cab driving motherfuckers.
Whew, Jesus.
You know what? Somebody told me Metro owns that company. I don't know how true that is.
Red Top?
Yeah.
I thought that's Virginia.
Oh, okay. In D.C.?
No, Red Top is Virginia.
No, I'm talking about the color of the cabs in downtown.
That's the color the name. Combination.
Yeah, the name is Red
all
Top.
All cabs have to be by a certain date.
What?
They wanted to be like New York cabs are all black and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
DC yellow, wants all of theirs to be the red and gray.
Oh, okay.
So all cab
Metro
companies.
Has nothing to do with it.
Nothing. Oh. Correct. One finger to motherfuckers. Listen, let me tell you something. We all gotta motherfucker have.
Try to smile with it on.
You trying to slide one in?
He did. He trying to slide something in.
He trying to slide it right on in there, huh?
What did he just say?
Good
dim that light.
You
right
know
there.
What? Good night. People.
That light right behind you, kid. Dim it.
It's really gonna be good night.
Dim it.
If I slide it, it's gonna be a good night.
Because I'm like, I need to see like a dim light. If this is about to happen. This is all about to pop off. I need to have a dim light.
Okay, anyway, so check it out. You know, all you know, you people out there. God damn it. Let me tell you something. Nice. If your job is to steal cars and that's how you make your money. Don't steal from a person that has to get up early in the morning and go to work to keep their lights on and shit. Why don't you be, if you're really a bad motherfucker, why don't you go to a car dealership and steal one of them motherfuckers?
You ain't that bad.
You know what I'm saying?
They have cameras.
But it don't matter.
You know what I'm saying? They're not that bad.
Yeah, well, goddamn
it. Bastards.
You know, you goddamn. You know, if you want to steal people's money, why don't you just steal it directly from the bank? Just steal the bank's money.
You ain't
you
that.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't about that.
Don't
life.
Steal money from a motherfucker that got to pay his bills tomorrow morning.
How about that, man?
You rotten, sorry son of a bitch. You're sitting at home playing fucking Xbox, and you motherfucking mad because all you can do is circle jerk when your boy come over. You ain't getting no pussy in your life. So you fucking learn how to hack shit and break into shit and fucking steal shit from innocent, hardworking people. Fuck you.
You got hacked,
motherfuckers empty my bank account.
You know that's somebody's job every day to try to take what you got.
I dig that.
I'm just saying, that's their job.
I just appreciate the women that whose job that is. Take what I got. Take it.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And my final one finger. I got taxi cabs. I got niggas breaking.
Was there a two finger?
No, remember you gave me the royal pardon to split my two fingers into three ones.
Okay.
Thank you.
Get the bicycle riders. When the motherfucking sidewalk.
No. You can do that next week on your time.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. I will do my last one finger. My last one finger to unofficially moving to D, Seattle. Yes, it's no longer D.C. It's D. Seattle.
How about
because
that?
It's raining like a motherfucker here. Did y'all see the hail today? Did it hail where y'all were today?
No, sir. Tons of rain. No hail.
Yeah.
It was monsoon. It came through
when that front came through.
Rain. Yeah, by me.
Yes, well, the front. Not, yeah, you can't. Ain't nothing to pause on that, bro. You can search all you want. There's nothing there.
What came?
The front.
It came.
It came in the front.
No. The front. I said the front.
Oh, the front came.
I said when the front.
Okay.
Thank
through
you.
Through the back.
Yeah. Okay. Thank there was you. A hailstorm that came through with it.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Thank you. No, it was clear from the start. And you the tried rain, to muddy it.
The rest of the rain came through the back.
I had to clear your shit up.
Tried to muddy it.
You know what I'm saying?
Muddy waters.
Yeah. Trying to, you know.
Gosh.
So, yeah.
Muddy waters.
All right.
All right, children.
Oh, God.
We got to get out of here.
Thanks.
I'd like to thank the kid for sitting in with us today.
Yeah,
thanks, kid.
You're real fun,
I was just about to thank you guys for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. New experience. Loved it here. Thank you.
All jokes aside, the kid has actually put a lot on the line to be here with us today.
Aww.
And so
thanks,
we kind of have to wrap this up kind of quick and get up out of here.
My man.
Let him get on his way.
I like that little boy.
And,
yo, do you?
And as always, man, I love my crew for making the sacrifice to be here weekly. Anybody, y'all want to shout out real quick before we get out of here?
Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to my crew at the job, man.
Thank you.
My job mob, Kevin, Al, Brian, Hirsch, Harris, Alton, my whole crew, man. They up on the show.
And James, suck it, and not in a good way.
Oh.
I got one shout out to this guy right here on the In Deep show, Pauls. This guy, Big B. Pauls, it's been a big brother, always a big lookout, having my back, Pauls. And yeah.
No doubt. Quinny, anybody?
You want to Pauls people having your back? I mean, because that's real. Yeah, no, that's real talk. Yeah, real, I mean, that's real talk. All, I mean, all the pauses and shit y'all said.
There's no, been, that's real. There's been, you know, times where, you know, you need that one person who help you through the hard times and understand. And
yeah.
Hey.
You want somebody to hang out with that gets you, and that's fine.
A wonderful friendship. Yes. Wouldn't have it no other way.
Yes. Yeah.
No doubt. Appreciate you, my brother.
I just want to, you know, send a shout out to my peeps. To Tony, who graduated from UDC.
Got
his law degree.
All right. Congratulations.
That's what's up. I mean, I'm just saying, you might need his help one day. I might need his help one day. Yeah, we don't even know. Mm-hmm. So I just want to send him a shout out.
No doubt. Shout out definitely to my son Tony. Happy birthday. Queen, Ezio Grigio's in town. We might have to hook up with him and get this in.
Whatever.
So I need
man.
You to keep your schedule clear. Whatever. Yo, we got to get out of here, but as always, in closing, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. We're going to handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my